Right, a very good morning to you from the sports team. We start off with cricket. South Africa's under 19 women's team topped their group at the T20 World Cup in Malaysia after beating Nigeria by 41 runs on the Duckworth Lewis Stern method. Now, the baby Frotias scored 49 for 2 in 8 overs, with Simone Lawrence scoring 25 runs before the weather intervened. Nigeria was set a target of 66 in their 8 overs, but could only manage 24 for 8. Player of the match, Seshni Naidu, took 2 wickets for just 1 run, and captain Kayla Reinicke took 2 wickets for 13. And then over to some football. Mamelodi Sundowns were 2-1 winners in their Betway Premiership clash against Magesi FC last night. And then Orlando Pirates fixture against Royal AM here in Pietermaritzburg at the Harry Gwala Stadium cancelled due to Royal AM's they are struggling to meet certain T's and C's after their scandals quite recently. So we'll wait to hear what the updates are. The other update with Royal AM is that all the other games in cup competitions as well are also postponed until further notice. Staying with football, Manchester City's hopes of staying in the Champions League hang in the balance after a 4-2 defeat away to Paris Saint-Germain. Boss Pep Guardiola says his team came up short.
That's a 0-2, and especially 1-2, we could not play. We could not play, and to defend the better, we had to play with the ball. They were better, have an extra man in the middle, put a false nine, and that's why it was difficult to cope, to jump. But they were better. We had to accept it.
Arsenal are all but into the knockout phase thanks to their 3-0 victory over Dynamos of Croatia. Celtic will be in the playoffs for a last 16 spot, following a 1-0 win over Swiss side Young Boys. And then closing off with some tennis, Aryna Sabalenka continues her bid for a third consecutive Australian Open title in Melbourne this morning. Now, the defending champion takes on Spain's Paula Badosa in the opening semi-final. The winner will go on to play either American Madison Keys or former world number one Iga Swiatek, who meet in the second semi-final. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team and off the bench for Sky Shabalala, I'm Faida Crouch.